Good morning, Masechet Bav Matir Daf Lamed. Wow. Daf Lamed. We're starting the bottom of Kaf Tet.
Let me change the clock, Gil.
I'm
with
Bet. We're starting at the bottom. It's about 10 lines from the bottom, in the middle. Matzak Sut Minarai Chad Shloshim Yom. So we saw in the Mishnah that if you find your lost article of clothing, you got to shake it out every 30 days. Dedicate the shul in Nishmata when it died in this war. Liptuim should be healed. Chatufim mentioned the loss of a member of the parents' tank. Matan Shachar ben Enat will be released quickly, speedily. Should have a good week. It's short. Benechamot. Okay. So the Mishnah says you find 30 days. So let's go to what the Maimer did. Does that mean that shaking out this garment is good for the clothing? V'hamar Rav Yochanan Mishiyesh lo gardi uman betoch beito. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, see, this is quite a well-known comment coming up, Rabbi Yochanan. Some people describe it as a bit of a cynical comment, right? But Rabbi Yochanan says, if you've got a gardi uman, that's like an expert in your house, who weaves clothes, right? Rashi says over here, basically you live with a tailor in your house, okay? Or your wife is a perpetual knitter, and she's always knitting you new sweaters, right? So, but you know, stop a holium. Then you can shake out your clothes every day. Why? Look at Rashi. We see that Rabbi Yochanan is being a little bit, cynical over here. He's like, if you've got someone in your house, you can make your new clothes all the time, so then shake them out every day. But if you haven't, like most of us, then you shouldn't be shaking them out all the time. Why? Because it's bad for them. And you're saying, yeah, it's good to shake out those clothes. So I'm ready, b'chol yom kasher. He said, no. There Rabbi Yochanan saying, every day would be bad, but every 30 days, he's good for it. That's answer number one. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not steer between the two. Why? Habachad habatray. It would depend. Look at Rashi. Bechad ba'adam echad eni rokora. Shnayim ha'ochzim b'shnei rasheu menarim m'achtchil oto yoter midah b'kashera. But if it's one person shaking it out, so then it's okay, because he's basically gently shaking it out. But two guys are shaking it out. So each guy's pulling on the other side, and you can tear the garment. So then you should be careful when you do it, not do it too often. But if it's just one person shake it out, then it might not be such a bad idea. It won't be possible. Answer number three, Eva de Eva. Another answer is Lo Kashya. It's still not Kashya, Rabbi Yochanan and our Mishnah. Habiyada Habachutra. The one would be depending if you did it with by your hands, or if you tied it up, or whatever. Now then it could be a little bit more difficult. Eva, the stick. Eva de Eva, Lo Kashya. Another possible answer is Habid de Amra. Habit a kitna, Amri's wool, right? I think Rashi says that wool, but we know that Amri's wool. Rashi, yeah, kashel, wool is difficult. Why look at Rashi, kashel, asherim, tachat, v'nikrat? Because wool can stretch out and tear. But habit kitna is normally pishta, not cotton. But flax, stronger material, and it wouldn't break. Okay, so now we've seen it to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara, this is the comment I mentioned. Amri Yochanan, kasa de charshin, velo kasa de poshrin. Look at Rashi. Noach, Rashi says, "Via Noach, lishtot kos shel machashefot mikos shel mayim poshrin." Person prefers to drink like a spell, like some sort of a witch gives you something to drink. You rather drink that than poshrin water, like a room temperature water. And Rashi says, "Va'adi da ari b'minid Rabbi Yochanan bihilchot derech eretz naked hani shmaitita." What's this doing over here? Once we cut Rabbi Yochanan a second ago with regards to his philosophy about the clothing, we're in a couple of other philosophical comments on derech eretz. Rabbi Yochanan tells us. So the one is basically people don't like to drink room temperature water. I just tell you, I've actually become quite used to it and enjoy it more nowadays than I used to enjoy cold water. I used to like water only cold. Lately, I've just been drinking tap water and actually, personally, quite like it. I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan's problem with it was, but velo amran ele beklima tachot. In the Gemara says, and that's only if you drink out of a steel cup. But bekli cheres, if it's a porcelain cup, then not a bad problem at all. You wouldn't mind drinking it. Ubeklima tachot nami lo amran ele delo tsuyat. And even if it's a steel cup, even there he only mentioned it when it was delo tsuyat. Look at Rashi says he had delo tsuyat when it's not boiling. I don't know what about the tsuyat late lamba. Someone explain what that means, I'm not sure what that means. And that's only if you didn't put tzivya. Rashi says, yeah, what's tzivya? Anything you put into the drink, like weeds or spices or grapes or roots or whatever, kare tzivya. So he says, that's only we didn't put like some sort of flavoring in it. So all these things limited, basically, if you put a bit of flavoring in it, and you put some nana or some or a shoresh of what do people put into the car, into their tea, like cinnamon things or one I'm missing. Help me out. There's one I'm missing. There's one like that root. What's it called? That root everyone chops
ginger.
Up. Ginger. Right. All those things they wouldn't mind if you drank my portion. Okay. There's another one, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Misha iniach lo aviv ma'ot harbe. Okay, I bless you all to have this problem. Right, anybody whose parents left them lots of money. Okay, myself included, by the way. Bless myself as well. Right, verotze l'abdan. So much that you want to get rid of it. So much money you don't want to do with it, right? How do you get it? Rabbi Yochanan gives you good advice how you can blow a lot of money quickly. You know, there's that movie about a guy's got like a certain amount of time to live and he's got like spend. You know, there's a movie like that. I remember what it's called a long time ago. Kind of. A guy like X amount of time to live and he had to like spend on like $100 million in 3 months or something. Some crazy story. He says, Rotel Abdan. And you look at Rashi. Lelam Deinu. So Rashi says over here already. So Bjorn says, you've got all this money inherited and you want to get rid of it. How do you do it? You'll bash big that pish down, wear fancy linen clothes, we used to mash beklei sukhet, we scrub on him, and wear nice, fancy, use glass cutlery, expensive, fancy glass cutlery and crockery, we scrub on him, and hire lots of workers, listen to this. Don't sit with them, don't supervise them, just hire lots of workers, let them do what they want. You'll bash, and the Greek explains it, you'll bash beklei pish down, Bakutni Romita. What do you mean Rashi says Yakut Romita? The Mehenya Karin, like the most expensive linen clothes you can expect. Stephanie Sukhit is Bezugita Chivarta. Sukhita Vivata, Tosfot calls it here Sukhit Levana. And Tosfot's got a question because they have a minimum pair of Eglarufa and sorted the Mishach Rabbi Amigdash, but La Sukhit Levana. Says, but when the Bezugit was destroyed, they stopped making that sort of stuff. That's why the law battle of Gamma says that it wasn't completely cancelled. And the law shchir wasn't common. At his son's wedding, he did bring it out. And they used zugte gevarta, like Venetian glass or the best glass, whatever. We score part of it. What they mean? Targuma explained Rabbi. He says, "Beture de nafish psadayhu." So this is over here. Rashi says, "Sherov avodot karkot shlehen b'shvay ma'ita." Most of the work was done with plowing with oxen. Afchay shodakar, even the vineyards. When it came to the harvest for the vineyards that were out, they would basically have these clay machrisha plowing stuff with a cart. Right, so it's let's leave to this day. You today it's a bit more sophisticated, but you'd have carts that go through between the vineyards and between all and guys would be picking and putting them into the carriages. If the owners aren't there. Yeah, she says, it's a massive loss. Why? The workers, they don't care about what happens to the vineyard or what happens to the oxen. And they'd make the oxen drive through the new planted stuff and Kitchavim and Kalkin, they smash up the oxen and they smash up the carts and the oxen go wild and they trample over your stuff. So basically, leaving workers unsupervised is a recipe for disaster. We saw Gemara once. Forgotten the Gemara. We had a Gemara where a woman came to her husband died with him. Maybe it wasn't a Gemara. Maybe I'm making it up. Maybe it was like one of those like Musari scale stories. The guy came to her husband had died and she got a big business. What did he do? He said, every day just walk around the farm once a day. Let the workers see that you walk. You don't know what's going on. Let them just see that you're walking around. They'll think you're supervising you what's going on and they'll work better. Don't sit at home. Walk around. Okay. I saw, by the way, that the Ben Ish Chai says this isn't cynical. Some people say that this is like, I know I discussed with Naomi yesterday, I think Steinsaltz speaks about it.
Yeah, our school says it's the first is first coming about shaking out the thing, Rabbi Yochanan says sarcastically. It doesn't say where they got that from.
And then the second one about losing all your money?
No, after that, it just says advice.
So I saw the Ben Ish Chai says it's not true. Ben Ish Chai actually says, that he gives a svara lelamed zchut. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't just being facetious and cynical and sarcastic. What was he saying? So that if a person has a lot of money and they don't want to leave it to their children, because they're scared their children will just won't use it properly, then how do they consume their money before they die if they're so rich? And here he gave you good advice. So please, God, up for my brocha. The first brocha was the better brocha. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, so now the Mishnah said, so we said that if you've got the...
I think Steinsaltz makes a comment to say that it was
Shot
Chalat the money... The leftover was from
Ribbit,
and that's why I gave him the advice to spend it all.
Oh, and what's the source for that?
There is a variant reading of the text which says one whose father left him money, that is the proceeds of usury.
I would just say give it all to charity then. I mean, it doesn't make sense. If it's all usury, then how come you can go and even get hana from it? Yeah, you're getting hana from it. No, you're blowing it, but you're getting hana. You're wearing plenty of clothes, and you're doing Ribbit, and you're getting using glasses. Okay, very good. Bottom line is the Mefarshim were troubled by this comment of Rabbi Yochanan. What's that one?
Aaron, we've learned this before about leaving money to your kids. You shouldn't spend your time. I can't remember exactly where. It must have been about 2 years ago. You shouldn't leave your money to your kids. You shouldn't spend time leaving money to your children.
No, that's don't tell them. My father's on the... That you must say my father's in the shir. That you say and your father's aren't in the shir.
You don't mind your father. You don't need his money.
Okay, carry on. Right, so that we're moving here with the clothing that you should, that you can spread it, you can air it out for the sake of the clothes, but not for you. In other words, if visitors coming, whatever, you had a nice garment, you don't hang it up to make an impression. What if it's for you and for the clothes? But you getting on and the clothes are getting on now, so everyone wins. My someone says, let's see, Toshma, our Mishnah says, Shotcha Latorcha. Mishnah Latorcha, Latorcha in. But not for both of you. But look at the Sefer of the Mishnah there. Now the Sefer, v'lo lichvodo. It says, not if it's for your honor. Ah, which implies, if it's lichvodo hu, the law, lichvodo hu the law, when it's only for you. Ah, l'tzorcho, l'tzorcho, shabbam, you can. The Gemara says, elam yihah, leke lemash b'mina. Often the Mishnah, the Gemara actually tell us the conclusion. The Gemara concludes and says, from this Mishnah, we can't really learn anything. We're bringing another bright source of Toshma. Lo yishtachene lo agabe mitav lo agabe magod. Magod is a yeted. Rashi's over here. Rashi brings an otzal from a loazi word. And the otzal loazi Rashi over here, he says kabila, and he says a yeted like on a peg. Right? Lo agabe magod letzorcho, aba yishtachene agabe mitav, agabe magod letzorcha. But you can maybe put it lay it out on a bed, or on a peg, if it's for the sake of the garment. Nizdamnu l'orchim, then if you have visitors, right, lo yishtachen lo agabe mita v'lo agabe magod. But when your visitors come, then you can't put it on a bed or for the garment. Ah, sh'ani atam demik l'kari. Why? When you put visitors, different story, why you can't put it out. We try to prove over here that when you get double purposes, you can. But visitors, even when it's double purposes, you can't. The garment says, no. Having visitors is a difference altogether. Why? Look at demik l'kari la. Mik l'kari means that they get burnt. But Rashi explains how they get. The Gemara explains how they get burnt. How do they get burnt? Imishum ina ainara. The visitors are going to give an ainara. They're going to see this nice garment there and basically give you an ainara. They're going to get jealous. Imishum ganve, or some of the visitors are going to want to start stealing it. So when you've got a lost article that's not yours and it's a nice article, keep it away. Don't show it to other people. That's what it's all together. Gemara tries again. We're trying to see now what if it's for you and for the garment. Toshma hichnisa l'rifka v'dasha. The Gemara Rashi says that we're talking about a paraduma. It's quite amazing because Ariel, my son, is being very taken up with the para aduma. And I had something in class yesterday. There's a couple of parot adumot now running around Israel. You know, I think Rabbi Rimon was involved in bringing them. And apparently they're about to get over the age. And you've got to be under 3 years old, the para aduma, before you can shecht it. And there's talk now about actually shechting these parot adumot at Harzei Tim, if no Pesach this year. Some talk going on about it. Something's happening. He said to me, would I go? I said, I definitely go. If they had anyhow, we'll keep our eyes open on it. So watch out for that.
This says it's about
Egla Rufa, not a Parah. Egla Rufa, sir, I think actually I saw Rashi, I apologize. Actually, I think Rashi said that Egla Rufa, and I think I got confused when I saw Rashi said, yeah, Ichnisa Larifka, but Egla Rufa Kai. I knew that. Actually, I did see that Rashi, right? But I saw the, I thought about it when I prepared this Gemara, it was last night, and he had been talking to me about Paraduma, and I got all excited. I thought the Gemara meant Paraduma. Sorry.
It would also be interesting
to see. Oh, it will be interesting to see. Okay, Rashi says, we have Egla Rufa Kai, right? Because even Egla Rufa, you can't have something that had any yoke done to it. Okay, Ben. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, Ichnisel Rivka. What's a Rivka? Is Manny here? No, Manny doesn't know. Manny's not here, neither is Rivka. Right? A Rivka. What's a Rivka? It's a big Rivka. A Rivka, a Kupla. Now, what's Kupla? Stay, look at the word. What does it sound like? Like a couple, right? Kupla, couple. And a Kupla, a Kupla in law is a Perush, Tzemed Behemot, like a group of animals, put it like a couple. Kupla, couple. Put a couple of animals together. And what's the idea? Put them with Knesset Lerivka Vedasha. In the meantime, put into this like, you know, the animals walk around this pen. And they, in the meantime, you put down wheat there and they're trampling, they're doing dish, dish, they've made to crample this stuff up. So you're getting benefit from it. It's to show that the egg loaf was still kosher, even though you've worked, it's still kosher. Look at Rashi, Hoyle Valoni, Kavan Shtadush. Because you don't need to put it in there, you didn't need the Tadush, you stuck it in there with other animals to look after it. And that but also does. Abishvil Shetinak the Tidosh. If you stuck the animal in there, order that it would, that its mother was there, so it would suckle from the mother, and at the same time you'd get a bit of dish out of it. Psula, we see here when you are getting double purposes out of it, both for the purpose of the disha and for to suckle, it's possible. Ashelo of ubadba mikoma koma. So that's different. Why? Because eglarufa pasul ashelo ubadba. Ubadba means work was done with it, irrespective of what type of work it was done. We're trying to find ways now to compare. If you got hana and the clothes got hana, it might be okay. And yeah, the animal, you got hana, and the animal got hana because the animal was suckling and you were getting the trampling. So and it's pasul. Well, that's not a parallel, because there the word ubad, the way you say ubad, ubad means not avad, it did work. It means ubad, work was done by it. That's why it's asher. The word says, yeah, I feel a ratio now, but that's the case in the ratio as well. When you stuck it in the first time round without having to suckle and just happened to do work, work was done by it. Why did you say that it's pasul there? So the word says, no, ha, Lord, damn, it's the same. Why? Elelah. This is the word says, no, don't compare that compared to this Mishnah. Ditna, the Mishnah shachen alea of keshera. If a bird came along and here's the paraduma, okay? There was paraduma. Here's the paraduma. If you look at Rashi, you have to have paraduma. The same idea. Paraduma also can't have any work done to it. If a bird came and sat on the paraduma and it walked around carrying this bird around, that's not called work. The paraduma is a kosher animal, right? Shachen le'of paraduma, right? It's kosher. Allah alea zachar. But if a male mounted it to have relations with it, right? Then it's psula. Rashi Yemar, Asher lo alah alea ol. Should have any yoke on it, Tanya all, ain't yellow all. Masikazot of a high chlisrivik of a dasha, the law, nechileba, damile shachin leof. Now the Gemara there, Masikazot compares the Eglarufa and the Paraduma, which both can't have any ever at all, to there, to the question of they put into the Rivka, into the pen, and it did a bit of trampling. How come there it's okay? So my time, Kirapapa, Amrapapa, ekative ubad, the current ubad. If the word was written ubad and read ubad, so Avamina for the matter, then you're right. We'd say even if work was done by it, irrespective of how the work was done, the ekative avad, if on the other hand, if it was written avad without the vav and pronounced avad, it was the kri and the ktiv were the same, Avamina ad avad ba'iu, then we'd say only if it did the work. For, right, if the animal properly did the work. But now the pasuk says, dichtiv avad, written avad, ayin bet dalet. The Karinan, but we read it, Ubad. Bainan Ubad Dumiat Abad. Here we need the work done as if the animal had done the work. Ma Avad de Nechele. It should have been something which was good for the animal. Af Uvad de Nechele. Or you had to have wanted the work to be done. Here it was irrelevant. Yeah, you stuck it in there, money, so it would just be safekeeping. You didn't actually put it to work. That's why when it was on its own, it was trampling. When you stuck it in with his mother to get suckled, there it was something which you wanted already. It's a little bit different. The Gemara hasn't proven yet either, by the way. If you're getting hana and the kli's getting hana at the same time, will be mutar or not? And yeah, we learned a couple of other dinim along the way. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Kli kesef v'kli nechoshet mishlosha. Now we say with silver goods and copper. Nechoshet is copper or brass? Copper, hey? Copper. What's brass? Please, I think. Please is brass. Right, mishlosha. So Tarim and Hamoti kliyat mishlamish b'mishvil shelo yikavu. So the Gemara says now with wooden stuff you can also use wasp, doesn't rot. You just leave wood until it'll be rotted. Kina choshel on the hand copper stuff mishlamish b'mechamin avalo alida haur. You can use it with hot water and stuff, but you can't put it on the fire. Rashi says avalo alida haur lo yitena kli alur put on the fire. Suppose the fire will destroy it. B'nei shem mashkan wears it out. Klay kesef mishlamish b'mitzolit silver stuff you can use with cold stuff. Alu b'chamin you can't use hot water. If Nashir Bashir would make it black. Magrefa is like you know, when you've got a fire, like the thing you scrape the coals with. How do you call it in Israel? What's it called in English? Rashi just says, yeah, Vadilsh. Soon you grow a fish turn in or to separate figs that are stuck together. Like some sort of like steel object, like, you know, I don't know what they call it. The Kardumot.
It's a shovel.
Shovel? Okay. The Kardumot. Magrefa is normally like a rake. Isn't it like a magrefa? Is like actually that's what it came to mind now,
yes,
like a rake,
I think,
a rake. Yeah, I think a rake. The kardumot and like little axes or whatever or hammers. Mishtabesh ben berach on soft stuff a little bit kasher. Why mishtabesh mafchitan? Because if you use hard stuff, it works out. Kli zav, kli zechut. If it's gold stuff or glass stuff, or you got mishtabesh. We still see our mission as well. Ad shavoy lihau, right? And the brighter carries on and says keder shemu ba'aveda. And just the same din which we saw with regards to Aveda, if you find a lost article, so to anything that somebody gave you to keep for them, the same dinim apply. If it's gold, don't use it. If it's glass, don't use it. If it's silver, use it for cold stuff. If it's copper, don't put it on the hot fire. If it's wood, you can use it, etc. All the dinim apply to also a pikadon. On that, the Gemara says, pikadon, my Aveda tegabe. What's he doing with the pikadon that he's using it? Look at Rashi. My Lord ishtamesh bo, yavo balav ishtamesh bo. It wasn't given to him to use, it was given to him to look after. What's he doing using it? It was Amrav Adabarachama, Amrav Sheshit, but pikadon shachu ba'alena minati. I'm not in, I'm talking about pikadon. Somebody gave you something to go after, and they went overseas for a long time. They went on a long journey. You've got to look after the stuff. If someone leaves their car by you, now, every 2 or 3 days, go outside and charge and turn the car on. Otherwise, the battery's going to go flat. So the same idea. If you know, even though they're not asking you to drive their car around, but you can turn the car on every few days. So the idea, a guy gives you a key, whatever, you know, look after it, make sure that it doesn't, don't stick it in the cupboard and it rots and goes away. Okay, I don't think these things apply to us too much today, but anyway, okay. Now, we saw in the mission as well, Matzah Saka Kupa V'chol Tavash Enda Kol Itol Harez Elo Itol. Anything that's unbecoming of you, you don't have to take. The Gemara says, How do we know that? The Torah, because the bride, we've seen this before, by the way. This was when Baba Kama Moshua, Brachot Sanhedrin. No, okay, I don't know why. That Moshua Rashas, yeah. Okay, we saw it in Brachot and in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, how do we know that you don't have to take it? So she says, why? The Pasuk says, V'hit alamta. The Pasuk says, Lo tir'e et shor achicho et se nidachim v'hit alamta mihem. Hashem to Shivaim, Vitalam Temehem. Rashi actually says the word Vitalam Temehem. It says Vitalam Temehem. What does it mean, Vehit Alamta? Here it's saying don't, right? It says don't look at your friend's ox or his sheep suffering there. Vehit Alamta. But it doesn't say Lord Titalem. It's got the word Vehit Alamta in a positive sense. It starts, the Pasuk says, don't stand there, vehitalamta. Why didn't it say, Lord titalem? The Torah knows how to tell us, Lord tignov, Lord whatever. Why didn't it say, velot titalem? It just says, vehitalamta. She says, why? Because pamim shata mitalem. Because sometimes you do mitalem, you do ignore them. Vupamim shayata mitalem. And sometimes you don't. Right? That's what she says. Vupamim shayata mitalem, dichtiv lo tuchal lehitalem. And sometimes, because there's another pasuk that says, Lo tuchal hitalem. Here, our pasuk says, Vehitalamta. But it says, another pasuk says, Lo tuchal hitalem. So you want to say, how does it work? It says, Hayah kohen vi bebet hakvarot. If the kohen and the lost articles in the cemetery, or Shayah zakem, and lefi kvado, he's an old guy, a distinguished person, and it's below his dignity, it's not matim for him. Right? A kohen can't go into the bebet hakvarot. Right? Or Shayta melachash lo merubim mishachavero. Or maybe you're a guy who's being paid at the moment, I don't know, you're a diamond cutter in the good days of diamonds and you're paying, I don't know, 1,000 shekels an hour, and to go and to waste an hour into the finding this lost article, and the guy's gonna pay you what a menial wage guy will earn, you get paid 30 shekels, you're gonna lose all that money to go and find it for him. So Gemara says, tell me something. Lemai itzrich kra. What do, of all these examples you gave me, what do I need a pasuk for? Ilam le kohen v'bevet akfarot. Even tell me because it's a kohen, it's in the cemetery. Nupshita, a kohen can't go into the cemetery. I need a pasuk for that. Hay asei v'alot asei v'asei. One's a mitzvah asei of hashev teshivei. And the one is v'alot asei v'asei. Right, look at Rashi. Ha asei hashev teshivei. And lo tasei v'asei l'nefesh lo yitama, come become tamei, and kedoshim yiyu. Even though Rashi points out that there is also a mitzvah lo tasei and a mitzvah asei v'italamta. Okay, but it's less persuasive than that. And the mitzvah lo tasei v'dachi lo tasei v'asei, and the mitzvah lo tasei and the asei of the kohen won't come and doche this mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda. And furthermore, v'lo dachi nesurim become in mamona, and we don't doche isurim because of money. Interesting cloud that, right? Lord Dachin Isurim come in my morning. This Isur, you can't be over in a Lord Tasei because to save money. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. Ele le Shalom. So they call me for the Koa in the Pasuk. Ele le Shalom Rubim Shel Chaveru. Maybe it's when your money is, your time's worth more than your friend's time. That's why you don't have to go and worry. Because it's that as well. We don't need a Pasuk. We Rav Yudah Marav Nafka. Then we learn from Yudah Marav. The Amrav Yudah Marav. This is very important. The Pasuk says over here, Efes Kilo Yevachai Yon. You can't become poor. Now, what does that teach us? Lo yebechav yon shelcha, kodim meshel adam. Shelkorav, don't you go now and start throwing your money away for somebody else. You're going to look after your own money. You're mitzvah not to make yourself poor. Look at Rashi. Lo yebechav yon. It says over here, right? That you're going to look after your own money. Lo tavi atzmecha lidei aniyut. Very important mitzvah that, right? So lo yevachav yon, normally we understand it meaning that there shouldn't be poor people around you. There always need to be poor people around you, right? But you shouldn't be poor. Lo shelcha, kodem shel kol adam. You can look up and say, what do you mean? A pastor to tell me I can't go and throw away $1,000 to go and help somebody find 100 shekels. That's pashut. Ela maybe lezakev lefi kvodo. Maybe it's coming to teach me about a zakev, an old and distinguished person that's not matin for him. Right? So maybe that's what the reason could be. That's why I have a pasuk to teach me that. Now, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, he kisha chayev ba. Right? If you already clapped the animal, you saw the animal, then you gave it a clap. So now, and with Rashi says, zeh she'enu lefik vodo, imi kisha akasha chadashu. Rashi says, avi, you're talking about a guy, an old distinguished person, not ready, it's beneath him to start dealing with this goat. But he did find this thing, gave it a clap to try and send it back to his family. The moment you did that, you now chayev to finish off the job. And you can remember the story, Abaya have a yativ kame de rabbi. So Abaya was sitting in front of Rabbi. Chazal henech izei. The time we saw there a bunch of goats that seemed they were hanging around there, and he concluded they were lost. Shakal kala v'shalabei. He took a kala, rashtavi a kala, like a mound of sand, and threw like a clog of sand at them. As he said that, so it's obvious, it's Amalei Rabba. Funny, with the Rabbi Chanel's got a version of Rava. But anyhow, it's Amalei Rabba. Rabba said to him, "Ichayav tebei, you now chayav. Come on, go get involved and go give them back." This is our buyer, right? Big time yichochem. Doesn't matter. He started the job. Go and give it back. Come on, Sakashia. Ibayelehu. What if? Says darko lachzir besadev and darko lachzir beirmau. So you know, even a distinguished person in the field might not care about doing this sort of thing. People don't see him, but in the town, walking through in the town with his coat and cane. You know, it's a little bit beneath him. So the question that look Rashi Darko Lachzi Basan Shain Sham Raim Kokach Vaino Bash doesn't bear it in the Tavan Vaino Darko Bay, but in the issue, Bush Mishchenavu Matsabazana. So a guy who in town wouldn't give it back. But now he's in the field. Right? Mi Aminan Hashava Ma'aliya Bainan. Do we say Samahu Shitchayev Rashiva? So do we say Hashava Ma'aliya Bainan? The Chayvan de Lav Darkel Hachzi Bilo Lechayev? Look, we want Hashava Ma'alia. What is Hashava Ma'alia? That you've got to do it in the best way possible, wherever it takes you. And since this guy in town wouldn't be so excited about it, maybe even now, while he's in the field, doesn't have to get involved in it or not. Or Dila Besadeh Miyachud Yichayev Le. Maybe in the field, no, maybe he would be Chayev in the field. Right, Vekevan Yichayev Le Besadeh. And now, since in the field he's Chayev, Yichayev Le Be'ir. If it takes him into the ear, he's got to carry on as well. Look at Rashi. His Izim Im Koma Chayev Af Ba'ir. He'd have to as well. So if he started in the fields, he wouldn't mind. But this animal there, chased the animal, takes him to the town. Maybe he can say, okay, forget it. Maybe he'd still have to continue once he, if he was hiding in the field. Can we say taiku? Leaves it as a taiku. Okay, I'm a rabbi, of course. Sorry, that's the first taiku in the Masechet? Second taiku. Wow, okay.
30 daf. Well, the average is 11 daf, he said.
Oh, then I'm actually going to make a mark on that. Taiku. Yes.
I wonder why it uses a different expression before it said, wait for Eliyahu, and now it says Teiku.
No, because Teiku is when, this is when we're not sure. Eliyahu, we're sure. We know that you must leave it till Eliyahu and Eliyahu comes. Here we're saying Teiku, we're just not sure the answer. When Eliyahu comes, not everybody agrees that Teiku is Tishbi Yataretz Kushyotu Bayot. And that's just a nice way of helping it, so that Tishbi is Eliyahu, that Tishbi will come and answer all the kushyas and problems. But Teiku is an answer to an unanswered question. The reason why you got to keep the Kli until Eliyahu Navi comes is because he'll tell you then who the real owner is. Got to give it back to him. And Eliyahu is going to be a busy guy when he arrives, eh? In his first couple of weeks, he's going to be very, very busy. Okay. Amar Rava, Kol Shebeshelo Machzir. Now Rava says like this, anything that if it was yours, you'd give back. So if your goat was lost, and you wouldn't say, I'm a distinguished guy, it's not coming for me to go and give back my goat, and just let the goat run off, and you'd go and find your goat, you can't use that excuse now when you find somebody else's goat. Right? Anything which was yours, if your animal was there, you'd be busy offloading and loading as well. Worried the nice story. Listen to this, look at this story. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, son of Ishmael, Mechubad Gah, Havakazia Burcha. He was walking on the way, Pagabayahu Gav, he bumps into a guy. Right? Have a Dare Pitche de Ofi. So Rashi tells over here, Dare is in Masechet Avodah Zorah, he says that Nosei was carrying a Patche de Ofi. What was he carrying over here? Rashi says over here, a Patche de Ofi, Masui Shel Eitzim, carrying a big bundle of wood. This wasn't very becoming for Rabbi Yossi to go and start carrying wood. Otvinu v'kamitpach, so the guy put it down to rest a bit. Rashi gemutpach, omet lafush, he will take a break. So Amalei, so he sees Rabbi Yossi walk, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi walking, he says, do me a favor, my man. Dali li, right, help me pick this up. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yishmael says to him, come a shavin, how much is that bunch of wood worth? So he says to him, Amalei, palge de zuza. He says, half a zuz. Right, he says to him, no problem. Yavlei pal gezuz of Afke. He says, he has a pal gezuz, he has half a zuz. I've just bought it off you now. And he's mafkirit. Now he's a man at Hefka. Right, leave me alone. I'm not going to get involved in the half a zuz bending down and breaking my back, helping up their stuff. I mean, you know, he did it. And look at the guy's clever though. The other was Afke. Hadazachu bayu. So the guy was zochir from the Hefka. He said, okay, you made it Hefka. I'm taking it back. Help me lift it up. Again, he pays him another zuz, half a zuz. So this guy's cleverer than you think. So you got a zuz out of him, right? And he pays him the other zuz. He says that the guy's about to pick it up a third time. Make it easy. He said, listen. Amalek said to him, I made that hefka for the whole world, but not for you. You aren't allowed to touch it. So we're going to discuss in a moment, could he do that or not? Before we look at that, look at this tosot very quickly. I'm going quickly, but look at this tosot here. Afkarash lo yikshu b'nei. Why did he make it hefka? Tosot says why he made it hefka over here at the bottom. Tosot towards the bottom. He says afkarash lo yikashlu b'nei adam b'lo tigzo. If he would have just left it then, it would have been his and not made it hefka. Guys would have taken it. He was scared. Guys would come and take it, and they'd be over on gzeilo and stealing. Vim tomarha. Right. So the tosot guy is holding here, but you have to have three people to make it hefka. Whatever, he says there might be three people there. Maybe have to have the hefka meant to write to have it for three people. But that's what he didn't just start making hefka. He made hefka because he wanted to be able to people to come and take it afterwards and not worry about it. So he had good intentions. So in the meantime, the Gemara says the question like this. He says, "Umi have a hefka ki hai governor? Can you really do such a thing? Can you make something hefka just to for the whole world except for one person?" V'hatnan, the Gemara cries the Mishnah over here. In Masechet Peah with Machlok Beit Shammai Hillel, Beit Shammai Omrim Hefka with regards to like Peah and all that sorts of stuff. Hefka Anim Hefka. Beit Shammai says, if you make it Hefka only for Anim and not for rich people, you say, I'm afkir it, but no rich people can't take it. That's called Hefka. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Hefka, Achi Hefka Anim Ulashim Kishmit. And Beit Hillel says, what are you talking about? Until everyone can take it, an Ani or Ashi, like Shmita, for example, not called Hefka, and we pass Loch like Beit Hillel, right? So it seems that how could Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi say such a thing? So the words in the Eller, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Lekulam Afka, really, he made it Hefka for the whole world. Just said that to the guy. He knew that it had no lachic implications, but he was getting aggravated. You know, how many times are you going to put out of his pocket a half a zuz to buy this guy off? So that's why he said what he said. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Zaket. But the words is, why did he even need to do that? Van Lefik Vodohavet, wasn't Matim for the guy, wasn't suitable for him, fitting for him. Well, you have to go and pay the guy. Just listen to me, I'm Patur. God, what if you start bending over now, picking up your big piles of wood? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, lifnim mishrat adin hu da'avad. He says, you're right. It wasn't necessary, but he was acted lifnim mishrat adin. The time Rabbi Yossi, where do we learn lifnim mishrat adin from? It's quite amazing. Gemara, this. Gemara's going to bring a pasuk over here from Yitro. We always think that Yitro taught Moshe Rabbeinu the whole idea of setting up courts, right, and having a structure, hierarchical structure, etc., like, you know, tens, hundreds, and ten. But according to this pasuk, Yitro taught a hell of a lot more than just courts. Look at how the Gemara explains it. V'hodat elahem, says Yitro to Moshe. Right, so what does it mean? The whole pasuk is, v'hizharte etem et chukim, and you'll warn them about the chukim, v'ta torot, and the laws, v'hodat lehem et haderech, and the way yelchu, how they should behave, bah, v'ta maaseh asher yasun, what they should do. The Gemara is darsha now, that whole pasuk, word for word for word. Look at the Gemara, it's like this. What do you mean you shall teach, you shall make them aware? Beit chayehem. Look at Rashi. L'mod lahem umanut lit parnes bo chukot v'torot k'tiv v'reshet k'ra. He says you're going to teach them a trade. V'hodat, they're going to go learn, work, make money. Okay, so the Hagadah Bacha over here says that Rashi says over here in Baba Kama, Talmud Torah v'tzarich iyun. They're going to be that Toratan Umanutan. It's very, very topical today, right? With what's happening in the Bagatz. So it's a Beit Chayim, Zaderech, Zu, right? It's a Beit Chayim, Et Aderech, what do people, Et Adewei, Zu Gimlut Chasadim, it's Gimlut Chesed. Yelchu, the way they walk, Zebikul Cholim, Ba, Zu Kfurai, it's kind of funerals. Veta Maaseh, Zadin, that's the laws. Asher Yasun, whether they will do, Zu Lifnim, Mishrat Adin. So we learn that from Yitro. But if you mishrat adin, so the Gemara discusses this brighter. Some Amar Yalchuba bikur cholim. But one second, you said Yalchuba is bikur cholim. But isn't bikur cholim gemilut chasadim? And we had over here, we had zu et aderech is gemilut chasadim, and Yalchu is bikur cholim. Isn't bikur cholim visiting the sick also the same as gemilut chasadim? So Gemara said logic ele leben gilo. No, you're right. It's different. But there's a separate Indian here of Bikur Cholim. What is that? That's more than just Gimlut Chasadim. Or Gimlut Chasadim, which is more than just Bikur Cholim. What is that? Le Ben Gilo. Now, Ben Gilo, we saw the other day, if you remember, a couple of days ago, we had Ben Gilo as well. We said guys who were born at the same time of the year in terms of ages or whatever. Remember we said there? But yeah, he says, yeah, Damar Mar. Ben Gilo, no telechame shishim b'cholio. If you go visit a guy who's like the same age as you, I think I saw a note somewhere that says specifically if it's born in the same star sign as yours or whatever, that you actually take a 60th of his sickness away from him onto yourself. Now you might not want to do that, you know. And so you're still going to go visit him. So that is, and then Ba is Kvura. It was the same thing, but isn't Kvura going to a cemetery, going to a funeral, Kimut Chasadim, because an older person, because it might be becoming this guy to go to funerals, right? So therefore, nonetheless, he's also going to go to the funerals, even if it's not a place you want to frequent. Then it's Asher Yasun, Zo lifnim mishurat adin. Right, that's what he told us. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, look at Rabbi Yochanan, says, Lo charva Yerushalayim, ela shedanu ba dinei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says a crazy statement. He says, why was Jerusalem destroyed? Because they judged according to the Torah. So Guru says, I don't understand. What, ela dinei de megista le daida? You want them to dinei megista? Rashi says, I beat me out of the question mark. De megista gozais la danin be isurim vechoska? What you want guys to use like strong arm tactics? V'chaveru b'baba kama, it says that the dinei v'gastia. What you want people to not use din Torah? What just like any the law? Just punish guys and beat them up, whatever. Ela aima she'emidu dinehen al din Torah. They were too particular, Rabbi Yochanan. V'lo avdu lifnim mishrat adin. They should have got a bit more mishrat adin. So we see Rabbi Yochanan mentioned la locha. Wasn't just stam. That was Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. Why he paid all that money to excuse himself from that law? And sometimes you've got to do a bit more than what's expected. The Ramban has a beautiful expression for that. The Ramban coined the phrase, he says, a naval birshut haTorah. You can be a naval, you can be a most disgusting person and still be in the confounds of the Torah. He says, a naval birshut haTorah.
The Ramban?
The Ramban. To the best of my recollection, I think it's the Ramban. It's from the Ramban. It says, naval birshut haTorah. Person can do everything according to the law.
It's actually Rashi.
No, I think it's Ramban.
It was used
I think it's Ramban. I think it's Ramban. So he said, you can do everything. You can, God can't point you out on one thing you did wrong. You went over on one aval, you can still be an aval instructor. Right? So we see over here, I guess we do this Mishnah. So Ezo Aveda, what's an Aveda? What's called to come? What's called, how do you define an Aveda? Something's lost. It says Matzachim or a pararoin, but then we see a cow or a donkey feeding on the way. Ezo, that's not an Aveda. You know, it's lost. That's what they do. They eat, they walk outside, they walk in the fields. Right? Rashi will see in the Gemara, Chamor v'kelav hofafuchim. But if you've got a donkey and its saddle's upside down or whatever, its blankets upside down or whatever, a para, ratzabanakrim, or a cow running between the vineyards, right, so that's something lost. If you return it, ran away again. And you did it again. There's no limit to the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda. You can't say, I already gave it back to him. It's somebody else's problem now. Right? Shenemar Hashav Teshivayim. The pasuk says Hashav Teshivayim. What does it mean Hashav Teshivayim? Many times. Haya batel besela. Lo yomar lo tenisela. If it cost you a seller, big job, right? Big amount of money. So now you can't, and the guy finds you can't say, Lord Marotanis, give me a seller, and I'm not giving it back to you, right? Look at Rashi, should be told to me melachtai, shomalo, because the guy could say to you, what ibasita melachtecha, yitamar be torach, achshav lefi masha rachtetol. He says, no, if you're going to work, you really were, I guess you earned a lot of money, but all if you earned a lot of money, you had to go stand on a scaffold 10 stories high lifting bricks. Here, all you had to do was just walk my donkey home. So I'm not going to pay you according to the work that you lost, I'm paying you according to the exertion of effort that you did now. Elen or 10 laws, charok for you pay him, like a menial laborer. There was minimum wage. Listen to this, the Mishnah says, Im yesham beitin, if there's a beitin there, Rashi says, Im noach lo litroach yoter k'del arbot schar, v'enu chafetz li batel melachta ma'asim. Now, what if the guy's really, mamash, happy to work harder and earn more money for that time? Doesn't want to go and give this guy back his wage and work a little bit less and get a little bit less money. So Rashi says, "Im yesham shloshabne." There are three people. They don't have an official baitin. Yatne bifnehem v'yomai. Make a tnai in front of them and say, "Ru shani mistaker kach v'chay." Look, this. You all now earn this every day for an hour. V'ef shile batel itos charon. I'm not going to stop my job now and go and give back this guy's cow for less money. Ani ashiv im tomru she tos charon. Give it me now that I can get the amount of money I was going to get. Anyhow, you can do that, right? That's what the Mishnah says. However, im yesham din. A beitin matne. Im ein sham beitin if nei miyitne, then what do you do? Shelo kodem. You must decide. If you know the guy's going to only pay you back a minimum amount of money and you could be earning much more, go make your money and leave it alone. Okay, end of over here. Have a good Shabbat.